Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about seller strategy.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. And joining me today is Renee Nelson. Thanks for joining me, Renee.
Thanks, Marcia.
Renee is a peer in the industry. I love working with her. And if you need a good mind to understand how to land your money for a good passive investment property or any other income property, give her a call first.
Thank you. Let's talk about seller strategy because I'm really intrigued with that. If I wanted to sell and move up, what would I do? Obviously, come see you. But when I'm drinking a cup of coffee with you and we're talking about strategy, what's your thoughts on that?
I think it's key right now because you're not going to just blindly be successful in that transition to this market. We've got a supply side problem. That's to your advantage as a seller. It's a disadvantage as a buyer. Some people have said, you know what? I'm not going to use strategy. I'm just going to sell this house and I'm going to go to a rental and wait until the right thing happens and the market shifts. Well, that might not be to your advantage.
Interesting. So I'm a little concerned about this market. I'm a seller and I'm worried that I won't be able to find something that I could move up into. How long do you think if I wanted to buy a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2-car garage with a little bit of a view, is there a lot of inventory out there? Am I going to find what I'm looking for?
You have to see what the trade-offs are going to be. It may not be in the location you had chosen, or you may choose timing and say, I'm going to just hunker down as a tenant and wait until I see this show up. So, or you're price sensitive and you're going to have other trade-offs. So really, I would say it is about trade-offs. It's about what are you going to fall on your sword for? Because I wouldn't do this step up buy unless I got these things. It makes no sense. We're fine where we're at. So you've really got to take a look at forecasting your likelihood of success and where your edges are in the purchase side while using very realistic, grounded basis of what you're going to get out of the current property. Don't think, wow, this is a time to shoot the moon. I'll get so much money and I'll be able to buy for a higher price. Instead, say, find someone smart to say, this is what's realistic for your planning purposes. You want to beat it when you sell, but you don't want to take a price that is unrealistic and base your purchase on that.
Interesting. Okay, so let's also then talk about inventory. How much inventory is on the market right now?
Not enough. It's just under 2 months, and what's called a balanced inventory by economist terms is about 6 months inventory. So things continue to sell at the rate they've been selling, and nothing else came on the market, we'd be out of houses to sell in less than 2 months. We'd like to have a higher inventory, and that is coming in play in higher price points. So in the higher price points, it's more of a balanced market, so watch for that. Thanks for joining me, Renee. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at Real Estate Smart.org.